we've touched briefly upon time to get to the decision. In talking with the people in Rwanda about the tribunal and their feelings, almost unanimously, they have a desire that the tribunal might have been located in Rwanda rather than Arusha. And do you have any views on that?
Well, yes. I think that as a sovereign state, Rwanda is a sovereign state, and I do think that management of one's own judicial processes is part of an element of sovereignty. That's clear. But I think that when the tribunal was initially established, which was in, I think the founding resolutions were in 1994, when the issue of security was a major issue.
Yes.
It was actually, I think it would have been taken a major risk for the tribunal to be located in Rwanda at that time. So I believe that the decision to locate it outside of Arusha probably reflected reality at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we are facing with now, what we are facing now, is as we are moving towards closure, we still hear evidence in our court of witnesses on both sides having feelings of insecurity because they're testifying. And in fact, you probably would have been familiar with the issues of referral to Rwanda, and the issues of the witnesses was an important element.
Yes.
In the decision making of the chamber and the appeal chambers. So the issues now of, I think we've also come to the view that there are certain types of cases which ought to be tried by an international type tribunal. Although there have been many indictments and prosecutions launched in Rwanda, we have only issued 90 indictments. And even among those indictments, the prosecutor had adjudged that a number of them were suitable for referral to a domestic jurisdiction. So it's not our view that every case needs to be tried here. But we thought that that those issues which were of a particular character bore the stamp of international criminality and should be tried in international-based tribunal.
Another feeling that the people of Rwanda had that we spoke to was the perhaps need for a Rwanda judge on the panel, or a Rwanda prosecutor or defense attorney. Do you have any views on that?
Well, I think there are Rwandans who work in the tribunal in different capacities. There are Rwandans who work at the OTP. There is certainly no prohibition against Rwandans serving in the tribunal. And in fact, as I mentioned, some actually do. The process of appointment of the judges is done at the United Nations by election.
Yes.
And I'm not aware that there's any prohibition against Rwanda applying or being confirmed if he won sufficient votes.
Is there a Rwanda now serving on the panel?
Not as a judge. But as I mentioned, there are many Rwandans employed at the tribunal in many different capacities.